drink a fresh juice or something?
I
What
don't
do you want?
think
No?
so.
Yeah, then you have some
No,
too,
I don't
if
want
that's what
any.
your fancy.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I feel that I've been thoroughly teed up. Teed and cottoned.
Do you wanna put this on?
Yes, please, I want to clean my face. Any interesting fussy looks is going to be loud. Is this new, Brenda?
Oh, it's years old.
Is it?
It's one we normally keep in the attic. We've been keeping it down here now because of it's like Lee, if Jane sleeps, they sleep in their down here, the camp out.
Oh,
Because James uses it down here, the sleeping baby.
Have you got a rubbish bag area? Rubbish bits area?
I do not. Shove it over there.
Oh, great. Phew. Do you like perfume? I was given two little samples, you know, it's only a tiny bit.
That plumber, has he charged over anything?
Oh, it's nice, isn't it? That's kind.
Just go to just get him some cigarettes or something.
They say that it's the poor that helps the poor, and that's how I find it goes, quite honestly.
Yeah, he's a sweetie, he is. Oh, I like that. Hang on, wait. You got it on?
No, I haven't. Oh, that is nice. I like that very much. Yes.
Unforgettable. Is it a new one?
Revlon. You see, I've decided that I'm going to leave Clinique, the expensive makeup, for some, you know, until I get myself re-established financially. And Revlon is a very, very good medium-priced range. Oh, we've brought
Right.
up a Marks and Spencer's with us, isn't it lovely?
I think what we'll do is we'll write down, got this nice big paper, what we've got, what we've got to get, you know, who they're
Yes.
for.
Right. Right.
Jean. Brenda. Presents for.
It was no good my making a list before I came down because I just haven't seen anything like this in the Marks in
Well, the
Norwich.
thing is, you probably wouldn't have a day, would you, to
No.
be honest, with
No.
Peggy or anybody
No.
going to get this amount.
No. No way.
Because you wouldn't, you'd think, oh no, they wouldn't want that, they wouldn't want that. And same as me. I wouldn't think.
We're definitely good for each other as shoppers.
But what I thought I'd do is like for Ellie and Linda for Christmas presents, say, I mean, you know, it won't be a lot, but that will be it. And I would sort of put that in there.
Yeah.
There are knickers in there,
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And then something like,
Do you know, I think that I should have got something like that for Shirley Jones, shouldn't I?
These are lovely, these
Bits
boxes.
and pieces.
Yes.
Well, see.
And another thing, I know my ironing lady, Lynn, she does car boots every week, and she actually sells junk earrings, £1 a pair. I mean, they're not very, but I mean,
No.
Ellie and Linda up in
Yes.
Wisbeach, they love that sort of
Yes,
thing, you know. I
yes.
mean, sort of,
Is
they're
Ellie
sort of
in
doing
Wisbeach
five.
now?
She's been there for the last month, yeah.
With your mum?
Yeah. She's got met another boyfriend up there. She dumped Steve.
Yes, I knew she'd dumped Steve.
But that, I mean, I'm, you know, you can sort of screw that up, but I just thought that if you could afford it, you could
Yeah.
put something extra to it. But if
Yes.
not, I mean, you've got the tissue paper there.
Yes.
And then you've got the, like, even the stickers.
Yes.
Look, it's lovely.
Yes, it is.
Design paper on there.
Yes, yes.
And the stickers to seal the actual box.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Then,
I don't think, I don't know about you, but I don't think personally that needs wrapping up. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's its own wrapping.
Obviously an art. Prefold centre creases A and B. How do you prefold? Aha. A and B. Pull flat, C and D upright. Aha, that's it, isn't it? But I think sort of under the, you know, and then whatever, even if you didn't put, you know, I mean, people would think you've got it from Marky Sparks because it's got the label and sealed it, and I mean, I think that's lovely. I mean, you know how much boxes are.
Quite.
I mean, to get the tissue paper.
Yes.
And the labels and the cards. Mm. So 99p.
Son-in-law.
Son
for Mitch.
Mitch. Mitch. What do we put? Basket or snuggie?
Basket of toiletries, yes. And then perhaps put Mary Ann's next.
Yeah. That's lovely, isn't it?
Yes. Daughter. Mary Ann.
Mary Ann.
Basket of toiletries.
Right. Then I got, didn't I get for Kim? That was the one I got. I got the mini version, didn't I?
Yes, for Kim.
Lovely that is.
Yes.
It's a nice, again, nice box to keep, isn't it?
Mm.
She loves the body shot.
Uh-huh.
But even that doesn't need wrapping, does it?
But put your lot sort of separate from mine and we can see how we're going.
And what we're strengthening,
right.
Can't we?
Yeah.
Kit. Box. So
shall I do daughter-in-law, Mari, a mulled fruit.
How's her Mari?
M-A-R-I-E.
It's like Marie.
Mm.
Right, what is it, what have you got there?
A bottled fruit.
Yep.
And tin of sweets.
These what? No.
No, what are they biscuits or
continental biscuits?
Oh yes.
Are they hers?
They're hers, yes. And the tin of sweets as well.
That's right.
So that's three items.
Right, then I've got Aunt Ivy.
Have a chat to leave for 5 minutes.
So I've got them four. Rob. Chew chops. You didn't get any of these, did you?
No. Decided that they were too expensive for people.
Hi Lou.
Hi.
Hi Jane.
Hi.
How are you?
Not bad.
I've been there.
Are you done?
That one of the cat's fleas must have bit me last night. I tell you what I don't see. Where's the cat book from Old Where's the receipt?
You've had it.
Did I? Uh-huh.
You got it, you put it with your card.
All right.
Yeah, that it. Unless we left another bag in the car. Give it to me, I'll have a look.
Yeah.
Christmas gifts.
Ah.
You had it in your hand.
Yeah, but I was a bit doubtful about it, wasn't I? Do you remember that? I kept on saying these pictures are a bit too bright. And we've seen these cats over and over again.
How are you then?
Not too bad, thanks.
You're late tonight, Dad. So you've been at 9:30?
No, I said I wouldn't be late.
Oh. So how did your work experience go today?
Not too bad. I've done my diary for the bit of the morning.
Was it a bit boring? Didn't it set you much work?
Not a lot, no. I just done my diary. I've been half sides for the diary.
Oh, that's good. So is that finished?
That's about it, man.
Been Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
We're on tape four.
Fourth tape?
Yes. Yak. We can't go to bed till we do at least five.
This just starting.
Yeah, just on the pool.
Any phone calls?
No. Tomorrow, because Dad's, Nigel can phone Dad in the afternoon. Mm. So Jill's going to phone you tomorrow, but you're not going out tomorrow, are you?
No.
Jill's phoning you tomorrow morning, so it might be easier. She said that she's going to visit Vic at 2:00, till about 3:30. Then she's coming home. And then she's going back over there about 6:00 till 8:00. Now she was going to said that she was going to drop you off there at 2:00 and pick you up again at 8:00. Now you're not going to want to be 6 hours at hospital bedside, are you? And Claire said tonight she's going and Joe's going to probably pop over tomorrow.
What's going to make you?
Well, they just said tomorrow. Claire said tomorrow evening. And Joe said, oh no, I'm going to go Sunday. And Claire said, oh, I'm going tomorrow. So what I thought to do, if Jill phones tomorrow morning,
Because Dad's going to be working now till about 3 anyway, so he's not going to be able to take you. Say to Jill, yes, you could go over with her at 2 o'clock and then come back with her about 4. And just say you're going to nip in with Dad then and try and get your suit. I looked at that one again at Burton's today. and is James is sort of like the lightish grey? Was it 89, 99? Sort of a slate sort of grey.
Might be.
No, it's not a light grey with lines in it. It's sort of looks almost sort of shinyish.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, they've got that, and they've also got it in a dark green, which is really nice.
In a dark green.
Yeah. Sort of.
Burton's in Woking.
Yeah. It's sort of like an olivey green, not bottle green. It's sort of like, what's an olive green in here, Jean?
Well, I was just looking out, is it like the
yes,
colour of that?
Very sort of lighter than, no, lighter than
it's
that.
A lot lighter than
bottle,
that.
Yes. Something like in that picture.
It's like that.
Yeah. Have you seen it? Yeah, well that's 89 plus there's 15% off.
What are the ones that Italians wear called?
What do you call
special
the double-breasted wear? Italian suits?
I don't remember.
But what I'll do is, if tomorrow I get time, I'll have a look in Topshop, if I'm over that way. And if there is any decent suits, then I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you don't get it tomorrow, perhaps one night
it
after
might
school.
It be easy just to hire one.
No, why pay 50 quid to hire one?
It's ridiculous.
When you're going to pay 75 quid and you've got one.
Yeah, when am I going to wear it again? I've outgrown it within a few months.
Well, no, you buy a size bigger.
Well, definitely.
You like
yes.
them bigger. I mean, you won't. You're not going to, I mean, you're right, you can have a bit more bone, but you're only going to get a bit more muscly. And you like them baggy anyway. You don't get one that fits. You buy. That's why I said it would have been probably better to pay the extra 20 quid and brought the Italian side double-breasted because they're baggy effects.
Yeah, well, when can you buy them?
That shop next door to Intersports.
Suit and Co.
No, that is a nice man shop. It's a beautiful man shop.
Nice.
Yeah, but I don't see. Some even got on suits at the moment, special offers on them because they're not shifting them. But it's ridiculous. Hugh Harris, 50 quid a night to hire a suit. Because you pay your £50 and that's it. But this suit, I mean, that's what I said. If you buy a grey suit, the trousers, you'll. I mean, alright, if you don't. I mean, you'll wear grey, won't date, will it, Jim?
No, no. It never
green
does.
Will date.
Yes. And you get bored with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But grey will not, I mean, Grandad Sid, 65, and he's still wearing his grey suit.
Yes, yes.
I mean, Dad got married in a suit. I mean, now he's giving it to Grandad.
Mm.
But grey, the actual, it doesn't fit him. I mean, it hasn't, I mean, Dad's was quite an expensive suit when he got married. I mean, all right, that's 18 years ago. And the trousers, I mean, the jacket never, I mean, very rarely does a suit jacket style change. The trousers,
yeah.
You get flared. But that's no problem because you just have them altered. If you have them, you know, I mean, I can't see, I mean, you wear your trousers baggy-ish and long.
It's not time for flared trousers yet.
No,
not
but that's
time.
What I'm saying, it's not time.
Well, I haven't got no shoes to go with, whatever I get.
Well, you'll get
shoes. Well, you've got to have shoes, we know you've got, I mean, you've got just no school shoes, you've got to have a new pair of shoes as well. No good worrying about Lee, you've got, I mean, you can't, you've got to have the things you've got to have. But you all have to get your moon boots and things like that. You all have to buy them for your skiing trip.
Holmes have been given £100 upstairs.
Because that's what the money Dad owed you.
Did
he? Yeah. And it, well, you're meant to get £15, aren't you? He's meant to pay you for the work.
Yeah.
But you haven't got £15.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I'm going to kick in with 30, aren't I?
Jean's going to help towards your trip too.
Yeah,
thanks,
Dick. And Nan's going to help, so. You'll cope with it, but you've got to buy your moon boots. We should be able to get the market. Jill said, around. I mean, we can get them in cash and carry for £9.99, but We should be able to get the Blackbush Market for £5.699.
Yeah.
We've managed to hire the jackets, the celepettes, the ski glasses, the socks. I've sorted out, I've told Nan to buy for Christmas. That's no problem. The anorak we've borrowed. So we've borrowed everything. Oh, you've got to buy some proper ski gloves. You want those? Because they're 37 quid, aren't they? And they're set up at 17 quid at the moment.
Like
half
that, yeah.
Price. Now, I saw that, but they're going quite quickly. Because
I'd pounce on those because...
We might have a look in this sport, because Woking... Yeah, but I looked today in Cash and Carry Sport, and they were the same price. No, they were 19 quid, but they were the short ones. The ones you want are the good long ones, aren't they?
Mm.
And thermal...
Yeah, it's really warm.
Oh, no, and they're 30-odd quid, the right price.
Mm. And what are they down to?
£17.99.
Throw your body across them.
We'll see if we can pick up a pair of them. Perhaps you know them for Christmas or something. So we've managed to hire everything. So all you've got to buy is your moon boots.
Mm-hmm.
The suit you've got to have. You've got to have school shoes.
Well, it's December the 13th.
Yeah, well, if we don't get it tomorrow, we'll have to go one night. It's late night shopping till 9 o'clock. If Dad's on his half past four, if you can get to Kip, if you go over at 7 o'clock one night, it's not going to take you. It's only going to take you and Dad an hour, isn't it? But he's got to do it on access because there's no money in the bank to write a cheque out and pay for the suit. So I can't go with you.
You haven't got any cash cards?
No, you're not having cash cards, are we?
Why?
What do you want a cash card for?
You can't draw out cash if it isn't there, and that's the trouble with the cash card. You tend
to... You can't have cash cards with a post office account anyway.
No,
the Alliance one.
Yeah, but what do you want a cash card for?
I can get money out if I ever need it.
Yeah, but that money is you've saved. And I mean, Nan put that in when you were younger too, a lot of it. So I mean, it's for when you're older. When you desperately need, not to just draw out and spend.
No, I won't just draw out and spend.
I'm the expert on that. I've drawn out and spent because it was there. I mean, it's ever so difficult to resist the temptation to spend money.
It's like me, if I had an access card, I'll be buying this, that, and everywhere, and I'll say, "Oh, come on, we'll buy the suit," and then, right, and then you can also buy the shirt and the tie. You can afford that because you've got all that money saved. They've had to sponge off him all week, borrow all his money. It ended up we owed him, say, 90 quid.
I know.
Mind you, he went out and he had to have a. Mind you, he's had. When you think about it, you've had half of that back. I said to Dave, I said, "How have you spent all that money?" He said, "I've been giving Lee dinner money every day." I said, "Well, I wondered, he didn't ask me for it." I said, "I thought he was using his own."
No, what he's giving me each day is paper money. That's about £150. So altogether, he's probably giving me about £5.
Oh, it adds up.
Yeah,
and we had to pay 15 quid for the train ticket. So that's another 20 quid.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pay for
the
computer.
It adds up dreadfully. I mean, I'm subbing two of my lodgers. I'm subbing Neil. But that's out of money which he gives me, which really in theory ought to be for my own use, you know, for fun, that I get housing benefit for him from the council, and most of that goes back to him for his karate and a pint of beer in the pub, and I sort of dole out a little here and a little there. And I'm also subbing my lodger Paul. And by the time you've bought them some cigarettes and given them some money for the pump and said, well, and the car hasn't got any petrol, so you pay for £10 worth of petrol, you're through £50 before you can blink an eyelid. It's one of the well-known things about money.
How much would you say this lot here was, Lou?
Including these toppers and that here.
Yeah, they're all Neil's presents.
Was there a sale on?
No.
No. 60.
£259.
259.
Yeah, that was it, wasn't it, Brenda? No, more, because I then paid another 30, approximately, for that 289. Well, that came to 27, and I had, there were two items inside it, I forget what they are. Just another nearly £30 check on top of the Marks and Spencer's charge card.
Soon goes, my darling.
What time did you get in from shopping?
It wasn't too bad, about 7:45. Didn't start until about 26.
That's a 2.5 hour.
Yeah, we were in a tweet first over there. We didn't like to make you in a nice cup of tea. Darling.
Not very well.
What? You've been alright going out tonight?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've gone out, so bloody well go and do one. Leave your butt.
I've got bath for you in the morning.
Well, yeah, Nigel's just been round.
Yes, you've been round.
Yeah, we've got to keep an eye on the water.
Does it work now then?
What does that radiator feel like?
Hot.
Very hot?
No, that's alright.
Just
hot.
Warm. Seems alright.
It's alright.
You'll turn the heating off when you go to bed.
Oh yeah, and I'll check the hot water and if it's really hot. Fits and burn me. Come on, make me happy. We're doing a list now then. Right, so.
See Marge's book. It's underneath the Christmas cards.
I'd be blowed if I saw it on that receipt.
Probably came under the heading of gifts.
£8409386. Yeah, gifts, £6.99. I suppose, yes. Right, so that's Marge. It's not big, Jean. I don't think that looks big.
Oh, well, I'll take it anyway. I was thinking I might change it in gilt for tomorrow. I think,
no,
I won't. I won't.
It's not very big. I mean...
You are more expert on this.
I mean, even with Lee...
I could not have coped with caring for Neil, taking care of Neil, if I hadn't had you for advice and help.
Lee, I always buy Lee large or extra large. Because... But they don't, I mean, Neil, I mean, I know by just looking at him, what he, like his t-shirts and everything, how he sort of wears them.
Yeah.
And job buttons. Bad both the same, I think we did.
Are they both black? Because Neil only wears black.
Yeah, they're both black, both mediums, both the same. Give Neil the slightly longer because he's got longer legs in. So that's was that for Neil as well?
Yes.
So that will do Neil what you've got him.
Oh yes.
Because you've got him a travel pack,
body spray, sweat top, top bottoms.
Yeah. I'll probably buy some sweets and probably a paperback horror or something nice out.
That's nice, isn't it? How much was that then?
It wasn't one of the dearer versions of anything. I think it was only about £2.99. I'm not sure.
£8.03. £1.99.
Cool. It smells really nice.
It's a body spray, isn't it?
Yeah, body spray. Right, that's new. Oh,
Now,
who's this for?
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
Mitch.
Mitch. Sponge. Right, sweat bottoms. Top. Here, snuggies.
Yeah.
Right, whose is this for?
What is it?
We've got lotion, talc, soap. Talc. Shampoo. Talc. Soap. And lotion. Aftershave, gel. Oh no, this pack contains aftershave, shower gel, deodorant, talc, shampoo. Well, now what a minute. What about Shirley's husband?
That's probably it, yes. It might well have been it. That's what I might well have had
Cause
in
it's,
mind.
I mean, even his, I mean, have they got a shower?
Oh yes, all the houses along there have.
Yeah, that would do, 'cause you was gonna get him something, you was gonna get him some slippers. But I mean, Terry. But what sort of money do you want to spend on Terry? I mean, what other
How
men?
much was that?
£8.364.
Here's your tea.
Oh, bless you.
£4.99.
Do you know, I think that would do rather well for a long.
Will you just pass him that one? Yeah, because you don't want to spend a lot, do you?
No, I don't.
Would you like a match, Jane?
Oh, do I need one?
Yeah, on the floor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so let's give that to Ron.
Yeah.
Let's just see roughly.
Right, night.
Night-night, dear.
So you don't. You
Night,
lay
Jane.
anymore?
Yeah. Oh, I'll get up about 9. What time are you off out?
I won't be out, Colin got VW till 9:30, so I expect I'll be up about 7:30.
Well, save me the bath water, please. You can wake me up about 8:30.
All right then, let's see.
9. See you later.
Hello. See
Bye.
you in the morning. Quietly, because. Right, let's just write roughly before we. Let's leave that for
Yes.
toiletries, because we've got some extra sort of men.
Yes.
Leave that one because that's what I bought as a spare at the
That's
moment.
yours, is it, that one?
Yes, that's mine, that's £1.99 one, isn't it?
That's for my sister-in-law, Rosemary. Now, there are two men's items. Those tuxedos in the boxes that look like tuxedos. Who did I get those for?
One's mine and one's yours for Paul.
Paul, of course.
What's Rosemary? Rose.
Oh, Rose, that's right, Rose, and then Mary, Mary.
Let's get one more. Night.
Night,
Night,
darling.
dear.
Right, pop your.
the outlet. I bought two pot for him.
Yeah, they're both yours, haven't I? You said they can two have it. Who's your other lady? Who's your other copper one that? I'm not gonna give that to Nick as for me. I'm gonna give him as Christmas presents. I can't afford to give him that one for me.
What was that about? I'm not sure.
Well, I've got these for me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gonna give them with them.
Yeah. As Christmas presents,
yes.
Yeah.
Lily, Linda. Pants. Socks.
That's a jolly nice present.
Pants and socks. And then I might get a couple of little soaps or something. Well, what I might do is make a couple of these up, but fill them out a bit more. Because these are just, say, for a teacher. We've done
Yeah,
them cheap.
yeah.
But put, say, like, go to the body shop, put a couple of animal soaps. So they're, you know, they'd be like that. And then, obviously, if you have more weight in it, they'd be really bushy. I'm not doing that then. And that's enjoying it. Oh, there's street decorations there. They're my sweets.
Now, I bought those corn dollies, did I buy both of them?
Yes, I think, hang on. Cool.
So that's all I've got for Paul, is it? What's in, what was in the tuxedos exactly? Was it talc and, how much weren't they?
£2.99.
£2.99? I think I should get him something else.
But talc, shampoo. And I'll get something to go with it. Well, why don't you give him?
I was going to say,
that.
Get make
and you're
a
going to
pack.
Give Neil something else,
Yes,
aren't you?
Of course I have.
But let's cut the body spray out of Neil.
Yeah.
Paul.
Tuxedo box and body spray.
And then that's
yeah,
nice.
When I go home, I'll take that list with me.
You might have to rewrite it because it's got my list on it, so we'll probably do
it. Well, we'll tear it down the middle, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You'll have half, I have half, we'll see what we're doing.
So we're left with
the dollies.
And you bought them too, both of them.
I did,
yeah.
Both of them, yeah. And I'm just trying to think what I had in mind. Or did I buy them as odd presents for people who might like them, you know?
I should have got one of those each. One of those each. They're all yours.
But they're all mine. That's the odd one. You bought that odd one, didn't you?
They're my sweets. That's my odd.
Yeah.
You're left with four.
I think my dollies are odds.
What about this?
Bought that for me, didn't I?
Is that weird?
for when I move into my own bedroom again.
Right, so that's really
me. But it could always, of course, come in as an odd. Write it down as an odd.
That's what we've got. What we've got so far is, okay, you've got Mitch basket toiletry and sponge, Marianne basket toiletries, Marianne bottled fruit biscuits, sweets.
No, that's Mari.
Mari,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
Bottled fruit biscuits, sweets. Shirley got slippers. Marge, you've got a cat box, book. Neil, you've got travel pack, sweatshop, drop bottoms. Rosemary, you've got tissue box. Peggy, you've got pot puree.
spray.
No, right, I'll left
left
now.
Who have I left out?
Let's go through. Right, let's do your son. What's he having? Mummy or tie or?
I haven't got anything for him, have I?
No. She was going to buy that sweater in March for me.
And I decided it just wasn't right. You see, I can't afford to spend a great deal on anybody this year. So I think I want them to spend more than about £12 or £13 on him.
You spent more on the others.
Well, how much have I spent? I mean, don't count Neil, because Neil is quite different, you know.
I meant your three
case.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I'm just talking about your three main family.
Mary Ann is having, what was that basket of toiletries? About £12.99, was it? And Mari, the present of food.
It's all about 13.
Yes, I think I'm keeping it to under 20. So what should I get him?
Tie?
Trouble is, in the past I've given him Liberty silk ties.
Mm.
And anyway, I can get them in the sale. If I choose to fight my way up to London, I could get a Liberty tie for about £12.
Mm.
I mean, they're normally 45 or 40.
Deb's book.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I did it.
Mm.
What about a belt? Another belt?
Well, there again, you see, you're talking about dinkies, double income, no kids.
Yep, no. What about?
Oh, I know what I was going to give John. Wine.
Wine.
Of course. But I shan't buy that struggle back to Stoma.
No, you can get that up north.
You can get that locally. Yes,
so
of course,
wine.
That solves that one.
Okay. So now you've got John, you've got, so that family's gone. Now who else is, like, Mary Ann, you've got, Mitch, you've got, what about the grandchildren?
Grandchildren, I think, money.
Alright, so that's
Matthew and Ruth. We could have in the past given them 50 each at Christmas, but this year they're going to have to make do with 20. You see, I know I have a fairly...
Why did you get Ruth? I mean, why did you give her that? Why did you buy it? She should have bought that, take that money and give her that money. The marks.
You see, I don't know my granddaughter. This is the sad thing in my life, that I have never been in contact with my grandchildren.
The thing is, they do get a lot from the daughter.
I know. Book token.
Yeah?
I think so. For Ruth, the book token.
And what about Smith's token for Matthew? Because you can get records, books, stationery, videos, computer games.
I'll get a Smith's token for both of them.
Can't go wrong.
No. That's
okay.
That's sorted out.
So that's all on your daughter's side. But what about sisters and sister-in-laws or brother-in-laws? Is there anybody left?
I shall just write to Wynne and Bill and send them a Christmas card. I mean, poor Wynne. I haven't been in touch with them for weeks and months, and the longer you leave it, the worse you feel about it. You know, get guilty. And I can't send them a present.
We don't see them, that's not a good point, is it?
No, no.
So, okay, so what about Rosemary? Is she the only one who's going to be around at Christmas? You've got hers, but is she the only one to be at your fun?
Mm. Yes, yeah.
What about Mary Ann's parents?
Mara's parents, I never bothered with them.
No. Mitch's parents?
Oh, 25 days, yeah, it's alright. I shall just send them a card.
No, I think that's all down. Oh, Carly was going to get the dog, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
Right, that's all down in